The Vikings have called two stadiums home in their 54-year history. In September 1961, they played their first-ever home game at Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington. In 1982, they moved indoors to the Metrodome in downtown Minneapolis. Now the Vikings are in their second year in their temporary home on the University of Minnesota campus. But what lies ahead brings plenty of excitement.
You know, new is always nice, right? But this thing is absolutely gorgeous.
The new era of the Minnesota Vikings met the previous era as dozens and dozens of former players who had played in both homes for the Vikings got a rare glimpse into the future home of the Purple.
Passed by it a number of times. Keep saying I'm going to stop and go in and go in. But today was just beyond my imagination, you know, because I had imagined, I've been through the preview center, seen what it was going to look like on video and tape, and but it does it no justice. I can't wait until next year. I can't wait.
Well, I tell you what, it's big. It's very impressive. It's going to be a gorgeous place. This is going to be so classy. I mean, it's the class, one of the class of the league. So, and we're so fortunate to get a new stadium.
You know, when I walked up, I thought immediately of a Viking ship. I thought they did a great job architecturally. The glass doors, the space of the inside. I think the way they constructed it was maximum view area from everywhere.
Going inside U.S. Bank Stadium to see the construction of the new home for the Vikings left quite the impression on the group, who saw firsthand the state-of-the-art building being built. It showed the big difference in size and structure for NFL stadiums. Quite the contrast from what they saw in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s to what is in store for 2016.
The Wolf family will make sure that our stadium in Minnesota will be state-of-the-art. And then use the technology and what they could do to make it, you know, great and a great place for the players to play, fans to sit, and the fan experience would be greater. I could have never imagined in 1961 that the NFL could be this big.
Construction began nearly 2 years ago to tear down the Metrodome and the home to many memories for these former players. But the construction the past 22 months has changed those old memories to the start of something new, with the building taking more shape each day. With construction coming up on the 75% mark, it's easy to envision what fans will experience in just 10 months.
Absolutely amazing, right? I mean, it's just, it's gonna, when they finish it, it's gonna be a great place to play, you know? And I mean, this is what everybody wanted, right? All the complaints of, you know, people wanting a new stadium and a new home, and now we got it.
I played in War Memorial Stadium in Buffalo, New York. I played in Kezar in San Francisco, and the stadiums today, or even Soldier Field in Chicago is an old stadium. You know, Green Bay Stadium was an old stadium. This is the class of the league.
The Minnesota Vikings have a rich and storied history dating back 54 years. That history was established in the only two homes the franchise has ever known. Now, a new home is being constructed, and the old guard met the new guard, which left many former players wishing they could still suit up in 2016.
Most of these guys played at the old Met. Some played in the Dome. But to hear the transformation from when we played at the old Met to the Dome, some skipped that Dome tenure and coming right here to the new stadium, said, my God, look at the transformation of technology. We are seeing the latest and greatest. People talk about Jerry's World down in Dallas. I've seen that a couple of times. Jerry's World can't touch this one, baby. This is out the park.
To have the level of excitement that I enjoyed in the Dome, right, I can just imagine giving somebody a high-level, you know, entertainment experience. Seeing the guys run out new uniforms in this stadium is going to be really incredible, really incredible. So just to see them be able to pull this off is exceptional. It's pretty good.